Now let us examine this argument more properly. Is it a fact that there is no evil in this world? Now as against this, it is a fact that we do experience evil. There may be no evil in this world, but there is no denial of the fact that we at least experience evil. So the question is raised, what is your experience of evil? We find that the nature as it is very beautiful. In matter, there is no consciousness, and where there is no consciousness, there can't be evil. So the material world is devoid of evil. At other levels, the moment life begins to grow, if there is any evil at all, it is only in the form of suffering. And that problem we shall deal with separately. But what we call evil does not exist in the life world. All plants, insects, animals. If a tiger kills an animal of prey, we don't say tiger is evil. It is the nature of tiger which works itself out, and who knows, even the suffering that we think is in the experience of the animal of prey may not be. When we eat food, we are not sure whether the food is not very happy that we are being that it is being devoured by us. You might even say that all devouring is happiness. Actually, intense love wants to devour the object of love completely, without remainder. So it may be said that actually speaking, life world has no evil. Even suffering does not exist, because what we call suffering may not be there at all. In any case, we have no report of any animal saying that there is a suffering. It is true that higher levels of animals do have suffering. You have seen so many animals in agony. Even lions suffer from the thorn which might have gone into the flesh, and so on. So suffering may be granted that in the animal world there is some kind of suffering. But in the plants and in ordinary insects which are not able to report, we do not know whether there is any suffering at all or not. But evil, as we understand, does not exist in the animal world. Even the human world, where suffering is evident, there of course we do have the reports of evil. The children even experience evil. They report evil. We see ourselves evil in our life. So we must ask ourselves, in what consists evilness of evil? How to define evil? What is evil in this world? Because we are dealing with a proposition that there is no evil in the world. As against that, we are trying to bring all evidence where evil can be seen. So we must be able to tell this proponent of this theory that there is evil in this world. Now, even among lower levels of humanity, even in infants, for example, you will find there is no evil. If a child beats you, you don't think he's wrong. If the child does something, you don't think it is wrong. Children do spontaneously something, and you do not impute evil in the intentions of the child. Actually speaking, evil starts when you are able to make a judgment that you ought not to do what you do not want others to do unto you. This is the basic definition of evil. Evil is that which you do not want to do unto others what others would like to avoid in doing to you. There is a story of Green, where there is a scene of a small girl who was adopted by a family, and a visitor comes, a very healthy lady, and as soon as she sees this girl in this family, she says, "What an ugly girl." This is the statement that she makes. And then this girl says, "Supposing I told you that you are ugly, how would you feel?" Now this is an example of the primitive sense of evil. When you want to avoid something and you cannot avoid it from others, then you start the sense of evil. Evil is that which you feel should be universally accepted as evil. It's the second step of the argument. Do not do unto others what you want others not to do unto you. This is the first experience, first the formulation of evil. The second is that you are here erecting a universal law, that there is something like a universal good which is good for everybody concerned. There is a universal evil which is evil for everybody. I don't like to be insulted. Therefore, insult is an experience of universal evil. And nobody likes insult. There's a universality about it. It is only when you arrive at this judgment that you speak of good and evil in this world. So you have now answered this question to this proponent who says there is no evil in this world. Now we can say there are experiences of evil which can judge to be evil. There are certain experiences, certain actions which are universally attempted to be avoided. Evil is that which is attempted to be avoided. This is the one definition of evil. And universally. Not only me, not only you, but universally. When any action is universally conceived to be desired to be avoided, then that is evil. So there is evil in this world. Now the proponent of the idea that there is no evil in the world, he says, it is true that there are certain judgments of this kind. He will not refuse because they do exist. We say stealing is an evil. Why? Because when something is stolen from me, I feel very bad about it. And even the thief who enjoys in stealing, if that thing is taken away from him, he also feels hurt about it. So basically I find that stealing is an evil because everybody agrees it is universally recognized to be something that should be avoided. Now the proponent of the theory that there is no evil in the world says that basically every action has to be judged in the context in which it is taking place. Every action, whether it is evil or good, go into the details of it. And when you go into the details of any action, you will find that action was a necessary part of the whole. It was a part of the whole. And it made a contribution to the whole. And if you saw the whole, you will find that made a good contribution to the goodness of the whole. it is true that from your personal point of view or from that particular point of view, you are hurt and therefore you say it is not good. Even if you say that it hurts everybody, he says you examine each act in its own right. Do not generalize immediately. Let every action that you call evil, examine it, and you will find that it was only a part of the whole. And if you know the whole, then you will find out that that particular thing contributed in such a way that the totality was benefited. Therefore, how can you say it was bad? This is the argument. If you look at anything that is happening in the world, the totality benefits. And is it not a fact that what you call evil certainly contributes something to what you call good yourself?